How do you get rid of witchcraft? The idea of a witch curse was common practice in different cultures and periods, and it is often associated with negative and bad luck that seems unexplained. Whether you believe in nature or see it as a natural phenomenon, the effect of the curse energy can be devastating. We will look at the steps you may take to remove and get rid of a witch curse, emphasizing the importance of understanding the signs, contacting professional help, and using spiritual and practical methods to return to well-being. What are the signs of curses and a witch? If you have experienced continuous obstruction in life, unexplained anxieties, fears, or dark thoughts, these may be signs of deeper energetic problems. While such symptoms can be due to different sources, consultation with a spell-breaking expert is critical to relief. Here are some key signs of witchcraft and curses, according to Samuel Zohar Yanai. Confusion. People under a curse spell often experience mental confusion, difficulty concentrating, and a sense of disconnection from reality. Blocking in life. A comprehensive feeling of stagnation in the personal and professional parts of the person's life can indicate magicians. Emotional storm. Intense and unexplained negative emotions such as fear, anxiety, sadness, or anger are common. Loss of control. Struggling to control emotions or impulses may lead to irrational reactions and conflicts. Unnatural sensations. Victims of witches' covers may feel like their reality is distorted or wrong and disturbing. Regulations and restlessness. Increased irritability and difficulty relaxing or finding inner peace. Sleep disorders. Witchcraft can disrupt sleep, cause insomnia, nightmares, or trial sleep, contributing to fatigue and emotional instability. Unexplained physical diseases, chronic pain, headaches, or persistent digestive problems despite medical treatment. Confusion, a sense of confusion and difficulty in the environment or experiences. Effects on livelihood and personal life. The implications of a curse go beyond health and affect different aspects of personal and professional life. Professionally, people may experience unexpected retreats, such as loss of work, economic difficulties, or a decline in work performance. It can create significant stress and uncertainty and further aggravate the condition. In personal life, relationships often suffer. The person may become loud, irritable, or anxious, leading to misunderstandings and conflicts with family and friends. This isolation can deepen the sense of loneliness and despair and make it even harder to break free from the negative effects of the curse. These signs can change in intensity and do not always indicate witchcraft and curses. However, experiencing these number of symptoms at the same time justifies spiritual counseling to determine the cause and get rid of the negative spells and curses. How to remove and get rid of a witch's curse. Healer's role to get rid of and remove a witch's curse. You must understand that a complex process does not require spiritual guidance. A skilled healer like Samuel Zohar Yanai brings worlds of knowledge and experience in removing curses and spells. Spiritual healers use different diagnostic tools to understand the nature and source of the curse and then develop a customized plan to remove and get rid of witch's curse. The process to get rid of curses and witchcraft according to the method of Samuel Zohar Yanai. The benefits I bring with me to your process. The spell and curse removal process are practiced with full discretion and customized to each person according to his life circumstances, needs, and mainstream. This process is for people from all beliefs and religions regardless of race and sex. The Kabbalah energetic healing process is carried out at night and involves isolation and communication with the spirit world. This requires a great deal of concentration and is therefore without the patient's presence, and there is no need to reach a physical encounter with a plot remover. Escort adjacent to break the spell and cancel curses. Each skilled spell remover knows that dealing with witchcraft, witches, and curses will not be able to be a one-off process. To ensure a full response, I repeat the process every 30 days and remove witchcraft renewed or breached the defenses. We will continue to meet and carry out tests until we are sure that the spell has been removed and energetic obstruction has been cancelled. Answer for any negative energetic action. I remove spells alongside any other mystical act or energy you have been imposed on, curses to the evil eye and black sabotage. This way, you can guarantee a complete solution, and all blocks have been removed. After removing all the negative effects, I will perform energetic protection to prevent recurrent attacks. Strengthening the protection against witchcraft in all areas of life, I not only remove witchcraft but also give comprehensive advice that will promote the resilience and stability of all aspects of life to make any negative attack. Among other things, I provide different advice on using customized vitamins and herbs. The body is significantly weakened as it is underwater and curses, and this response allows it to restore stability. The negative energy is weakening in all areas of life, from family relations to business. Therefore, I also give you coaching and business consulting and share with my professional knowledge and experience throughout the process to provide you the best opening conditions. Opening the energetic flow after we got rid of the spells and curses and the protections were done, I will reopen the positive energetic channels that have been blocked as a result of the attacker who has bumped you to allow beneficial forces to return to your life. Steps: how to break a witch curse. The curse breaking process usually includes several key steps. Purification. The first step is to purify yourself and your environment from any negative energies left. This can be done using rituals such as sage purification and baptism at sea. Anarchical protection, creating energetic protection barriers is critical to preventing additional negative effects. This may include wearing shields, creating protective magic objects, or performing regular protection ceremonies. Neutralizing, curse neutralization itself, including suspicious prayers designed to break the curse's power. The healer uses its expertise to choose the most appropriate method based on the specific curse type. Cure out and rehabilitation. Once the curse is neutralized, you must focus on the healing and rehabilitation of your energy. Methods such as meditation, energy treatments, or occupational activities can help fix damage caused by the curse. Tracking and maintenance. Tracking and maintenance are essential to ensure the curse does not return. Fixed consultations with the spiritual healer, continued use of protection, and maintaining positive spiritual practice, all important. By taking these steps and requesting training from a skilled spiritual healer, you can effectively remove a witch curse and restore control of your life. The best time to get rid of the curses and the witchcraft is now. You shouldn't postpone what you can do today to tomorrow. When it comes to the spell and curse, it is ever relevant. Every passing day allows the spell and negative energy of the curses to intensify and make the work of the spells more complex and challenging. If we persevere in the process, the results will be accordingly. Samuel Zohar Yanai removes curses and powerful spells, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and invites you to contact him today and start to get rid of the curses and spells and stop the mask of suffering. To learn more about the field of spells and mysticism, you are welcome to continue reviewing this site. For more information about the process, you can now contact us here online, in WhatsApp, or on the phone.